You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, it's Rapping with Royce here every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday on Mackie and Judd. Pat, we're going to start out with a reading from Thad Levine.
All right. Did he do a little babbling?
He did a Q&A with Yahoo.
Okay.
I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll just paraphrase here. And okay. The question was, do you ever think about the postseason curse? And he said, I think the answer to that is supposed to be no. And then he talks about how the reality of it is that so much of it predated my participation in the organization, yes, etc. But he did say, by and large, a lot of our players have no idea about it because they just haven't been part of it long enough to have really hurt and have it be personal to them. That being said, it's clearly an ominous cloud that hangs over our fan base. And if we could give them no gift than to shirk that, it seems... It seems as if they could breathe a little bit easier. That's a weight on their chest, which is certainly impeding freedom of deep breaths. And so we would like to give them that gift.
He's a beauty when he gets going. The only time I've ever thought he was completely off his game was when he was trying to explain why they didn't call him Buxton that year. And he went into just an absolute flood. A litany of nonsense equal modern terms that would have embarrassed Falvey. But usually he's pretty damn funny. He's a character, and that's pretty good. You know what? It's fairly accurate too, don't you think? What he said?
Yeah, I think it's fair. Yeah,
yeah, it is. Sure. Yeah, it is. I mean,
I would say that, like, the first part of it where they keep saying, well, it predated our – I mean, they're 0-6, and it's 0-18, so they are now,
yes,
responsible for 33% of the 0-18. So let's not overstate, like, oh, it predated. Oh, kind of.
Yes, but the thing about it is, if you read the comments at the Star Tribune, of course – you know, these are the worst human beings in the world, so it works this way. But there's never anything said about this team anymore. You write something good about this team, and the only reaction is, they haven't won a playoff game since 2004, you know. So it does hang over them immensely here, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
I think it does, right?
So, absolutely does, yeah.
Yes, yes, and they're... I'm happy to see that he's admitting it, that it now hangs over the organization, right?
Yeah. And plus, go ahead, Pat.
If they keep swinging the bats like they're swinging them now, they won't have to worry about extending that streak, by the way. So I see they maced out one hit yesterday. So it obviously hangs over them, and, but we've had worse periods, by the way, in the history of this franchise from, you know, didn't have to worry about any of those playoff games there for, 9-10 years. So, of course, with the expanded playoffs now, it's made quite a difference.
Hey, Pat, so what importance do you put in what they have not done at the plate in the spring as far as the potential translation of that to the start of the season?
I would put none on it if they hadn't hit so poorly last season. I mean, if they hadn't had such a dramatic drop-off in their hitting capabilities last year, then I would put no stock in it whatsoever. But the fact that we are seeing a continuation, a worse continuation of what we saw last season is a reason to worry about it. That's why I'm making an issue out of it, because they did not, they went from what, leading the world in runs scored or being second in runs scored to 10th in the American League last year. And it was a 60 game season, but I think only the Yankees in all of baseball outscored them in 2 years ago. And last year they were 10th. So this is a trend that has now continued in meaningless games. So we'll see. And pitching keeps getting better and better all around baseball.
Pat, did you see the news that just came down in the last hour here? Paige Buecher is the first freshman to ever win the AP Women's College Basketball Player of the Year.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I still think she made a mistake by not going to Minnesota.
She'll never work here.
No, she'll never get a job.
She'll never get a job here.
You guys were supposed to laugh when I said that originally. You weren't supposed to give me that pregnant pause.
Well, I was just gearing up for she won't get a job here. That's what I was doing. No, I'm not sure about Maggie.
She won't get a job.
Like you're Final Fours here this next week, and you've got her as the dominant force in the women's Final Four, and then you've got Jalen Suggs is the driving force on the best team in the men's Final Four.
Whoever the analyst was last night says, if I was running the draft, I would turn that number one on Jalen Suggs back into the number one draft choice in the NBA next year. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be something if he goes first? Ooh, wow. That'd be amazing. Minnesota kid, what the hell's going on? And she... And she would, she'd be the number one pick if women left college after their freshman year, too, right?
When could she come out?
They've had some leave, but I think it's 3 years. Now, I read something, they can't leave till after their senior year, but I don't think that's true, because there's been, was the name of this?
Yep.
What was the name of this kid that played here, the center, who was pretty good? She left. The kid from Finland or someplace. Yes. What was her name? Yeah, she left early, didn't she? No, I think you can leave early. I just don't know how early.
Okay.
The thing is that the money's not exactly overwhelming you. But
yeah.
If you want to play 11 months a year and go to Europe or Asia or someplace, then you can make, maybe $1 million total maximum. But she can make more of that with her Instagram account. So she might as well stay. She might as well hang in there at UConn and find out what the NCAA rule is going to be on marketing yourself. But yeah, she's something. She's a character. She had the great game the other night, 28 points. But she sort of let Baylor back in the game. She missed a bunch of shots down the stretch, but she got them in that position. But then she went a little cold the last 4 or 5 minutes and let them get back in the game. But then the refs took care of them, so don't worry about it. Hey, did you see we talked yesterday about Mulkey's thing about not wearing masks. You guys have listened to the audio?
Yeah.
She was going to drop the S word, wasn't she? She was saying, he says, let's forget about this. And then she switched, she got halfway through it and then switched COVID. But she was going to drop. She's had that S word and she's still demeaning it. I think I know who she voted for.
Well, she was also like, while she was talking about masks, she also had her mask on like at a 45 degree angle.
I believe went to a rally or did something. I know you'll be shocked by this, to support the former president. So yes, you are correct.
Okay. That does not surprise me.
Hey, Royce, Amanda Zowie B.
That's who
is the
Amanda
name that you're
Zowie
thinking
B.
of. She left school early.
How could I forget Amanda Zowie B?
Where'd the B come from? That's what I like, just a B.
I don't know. It's like Eck. I don't know. Why do we let Erickson get away with that? Why don't we just call him Eck? We don't have to have the Erickson in there. Just call him Eck.
It'd be easy. Eck. Great headline.
Yeah, right.
Great headline name, Eck.
We don't have to give him the, pick a name. It's either Erickson or F. It's not. You don't have.
Hey, whatever. Whatever happened to the, speaking of COVID, did the Hermantown JV team play their game?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they what happened there? They lost. They got hammered. Some kid from who beat them?
Gentry?
Declan?
No, Dodge.
No.
Dodge County? Was it Dodge County?
Dodge County. Yeah. Some kid got six goals for Dodge County. By the way, Gentry, throw them out. This is Shattuck, baby. They don't belong in Class A. This is a Shattuck hockey program that should be playing AAU. Let me start the campaign right now. Throw them out. You don't have a specialized hockey school playing the other high schools.
Where is Gentry?
Sorry. It's Roseville, I think.
Okay. But I have no idea where it is.
But we don't have to put up with this.
You want to toss them?
Yeah. The only curriculum is hockey.
You know, it's a pretty important one. This is a state of hockey, Pat.
Well, what are you majoring in, son? Hockey. You know,
so. I can sing the wild song. I can sing like that hockey song.
If you're going to do this, you might as well let Shakopee in. I mean, Shattuck.
I'd be all for that.
Well, sure. Just you know.
I'm with Juddy. I think instead of the Pledge of Allegiance, you
this
start
is our
every
school.
Day,
this is how we start our morning.
we were raised. Wait for it. Here you go, Judd. Hands on hearts.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Yep. This is unbelievable.
I'll tell you what. Jack Sperling and his guys were the smartest SOPs that ever came to this town to market something. I was out there at Aldridge Arena when they announced the name, and I was saying, what? What is wrong with you idiots? They're all stupid. How could they pick a name like this? Yeah, and then 10 years later, they didn't have an unsold seat. You know, they still hadn't had an unsold seat. They were geniuses. And that's why I'd like to have just 1% of the Krakens, wouldn't you?
Well,
they're gonna take over. Yeah, they're gonna take the two. You got both Wiwickies. You got Sperling as an advisor. They're gonna be, you know, they got the crazy Wiwicky and the smart Wiwicky. They got them both.
Yep.
And oh god, they're gonna own that town. These guys are so smart.
Is Boudreaux gonna be the coach? Did we figure that out yet?
No, I don't think so.
Do you?
I think so. I think he's going to get it.
You know who I think is actually going to get that job? Rod Brindamore. No. Rod Brindamore, who is coach of Carolina, his contract is up. Oh. He's big friends with the GM, and he is not signing a new contract. And I don't think it's the team.
Who's the GM?
Ron Francis.
Oh, they broke out old Ron Francis.
The former Hartford Whaler. I think that he is going to get his buddy out of Carolina to be the coach of that team.
Is Jacques going to be an advisor, though?
He got a job advising for the Maple Leafs, I believe. I don't know if he's still doing that. I don't think. But he's down in Florida playing golf now. He doesn't have time for that crap anymore.
You know, I don't know. Jack strikes me as a guy, if you throw some money at him, he might show up.
Yeah, that's probably true.
He's
100,000.
Well, yeah. Pat, we got to run. We got to go. We got to go break down the Vikings bringing back Dakota Dozier, rightfully so, as the starting left guard yesterday. So.
And by the way, there's a baseball season opens tomorrow, right? I think God that's willing. True, right?
Yes.
Let's go.
The kids don't care, though. The kids don't care. Right. That's the problem.
They don't care.
No.
See you.
Bye. Bye.
All right. It's Wrapping with Royce here. I'm Mackie and Judd.
Whether it's Baker's Simple Truth Turkey or mac and cheese with Murray's English Cheddar or pie made with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples, there are many dishes we look forward to sharing during the holidays. And Baker's has all the fresh ingredients you need to turn today's holidays into tomorrow's memories. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.